I don't remember the death of Gary Coleman.
Oh, I do.
He fell.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know this. The reason I know is because now there's this new A&E show that's coming out with lie detectors. It's called Lie Detector Truth or Deception. Hmm. It's this former FBI agent that gives people polygraph tests. First episode is Gary Coleman's ex-wife, Shannon Price. And he's asking her questions about the fall that led to Gary's death. This was 2010. And she didn't do so well. Okay? Have you heard any of the audio of this?
I have not, but I know there's some suspicious behavior there. Yeah.
Okay, just roll the clip from the show and see what you think.
The exam had to do with Gary's fatal fall.
Okay.
I asked you the following relevant questions on this test. Did you physically cause Gary's fall?
Mm-hmm.
You answered no.
Right.
I also asked you, did you physically cause Gary to fall that day? And you answered no. And the results are, you failed that exam with deception regarding Gary's fall.
That's false.
Does that make you want to watch the show?
Yeah, I do now. Yeah.
A little bit. See, okay, I'm like, is this just working on me?
No. I haven't thought about Gary Coleman in years.
I know.
Remember her, man. Jeez.
Well, it's weird because he's short.
Oh, yeah. Well, very short.
Yes.
Diminutive.
Well, and I don't even know how tall she is, but she looks like Amazon compared to him.
Yeah,
like to see them together.
They used to fight a lot, but he was a scrapper, and she said he would punch her and everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, he punched her in the thighs, but that doesn't matter.
Did you just make that up? Okay.
He was
just
an angry clarification. Drunk, man.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
See, I don't know any of this. I know is this lie detector show is coming out, and apparently you're going to go on that to prove that, see, I didn't have anything to do with his death, and then you bomb the thing. And what did she say? We were extremely disappointed with the overall experience of both the polygraph testing and dealing with A&E. From the beginning, it was apparent they cared more about ratings than finding the truth. Well, the former FBI agent, he is saying, you know, here's the deal. When you think that you've already pulled one over on people and you can get away with this, people think they can pass a polygraph. She complained about everything. She complained about the lights, the chair, goes on and on and on. Had you ever heard that before, that people that just believe whatever the lie is, they think they can pass the test?
Well, yeah, it was the George Costanza, right? It's not a lie if you believe it.
But yeah,
and that's true. If it's not a lie, if you believe it to be true.
Yeah. It's weird because they gave all the different questions where some were like indifferent, can't tell if she was lying or not. But right. When it came to that one about the fall, then it was thing with it's going all over the place. And she,
well, they got to set the pace with this thing. They got to ask you a bunch of questions,
right?
That they know,
like a baseline sort of thing,
right? And then all of a sudden it gets a little more dicey as things go on.
Yes. Yeah,
man, she killed Gary Coleman.
Well, I don't know that, but there's something about the fall. She has not been honest about, it seems.
That's awful.
Yes.
Awful.
The views expressed by Scott Robbins do not necessarily reflect those of Alpha Media or Compass Media Networks, no. LLC.
No.
His opinions are his own.
My own, yes.
Here's a question. If we got a lie detector, would you take it on the air?
Hell no. You're insane? No.